Coach, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Boy, looking at your scores as of late, you have been in a ton of tight games. Your last game that was decided by more than a goal was a month ago. You've won a lot of these close games. What's been so good?
You know what? I'm not sure. You know, and that sounds obviously crazy coming from me, but I just don't know. We've been in these situations before over the last couple of years. I think you've seen the scores in this new WCHA, and I mean every game is close, man. I mean, see, you just get used to it. We have had timely scoring, whether that goal has been to tie it or whether that goal has been to win it. We've had some timely scoring. I think we've been a little inconsistent from the start of our season until today in terms of putting back-to-back efforts in a row together. We just haven't been able to do that. So you get yourself in situations where here we are again. And I'm a firm believer in the more you're there, the better off you'll be the next time you're there. And we've been in these one-goal situations pretty much the whole year, so I think it's just a matter of us. We've been there a bunch, so we're acting like we know what we're doing when we get there.
I remember when we played you guys last year, you had played all three goalies and hadn't really settled on one guy. You have this year. How much does just some stability in the pipes have to do with your record, too?
You know, I think it's good, but I'm still like, it's one of those situations where I thought last year that three man competition really brought out the best in all three of them. What we don't want is we don't want to kind of anoint Chris Nell as the man, and then now there's no competition in that. We still want there to be competition there day in and day out. I think that still brings out the best in people. But you know, it has been Nell or Burke to this point, and more Nell than Burke, and I think, you know, some stability helps, but I'm still a firm believer in internal competition. And you have kids that are wired right, and they have to compete for ice time. You know, you get the most out of them, and you get sometimes a higher level than even they thought they could give. So that's what our goal is. We want to raise the level of our goaltending, and to this point, it's been good.
Looking at team stats, I'm baffled. Bowling Green has scored like one more league goal than BSU has and given up one or two fewer than BSU has. You're in second place. BSU's in eighth. This league doesn't make a lot of sense at times, does it?
No. It doesn't. You know, and you know, the difference, we both played 12 games. We've got, you know, six more points. We've got a bunch of ties. What we know about this league, as far as we're concerned at Bowling Green, is that every night it's an absolute grind. Every play, every face-off, every power play, every penalty kill. I mean, I know that sounds like a bunch of coach talk, and some of it is, but it's every night it's the same. You're going to get teams that want to play the game hard, that want to be in your face and make you earn everything you get. And it's a bounce here, a bounce there. I mean, and I'm being honest with you, when I don't think we've been overly consistent, especially from a Friday night, Saturday night focus. Northern Michigan a couple weeks ago at home was probably our best effort back-to-back nights from the beginning of Friday to the end of Saturday. And we're still searching for that consistency. And I'd be willing to say, maybe with the exception of Minnesota State, that's what everyone's looking for.
You have not lost at home this year. Your home ice has been a home ice advantage for years. What is it about that place that opponents just can't seem to ever get any success?
I think I'm not totally sure. The bounces, I do feel like we've kind of reestablished it as a home ice advantage, but I think Bemidji would say the same thing. I mean, we've really struggled in Bemidji's rink. I mean, I think they've struggled in our rink. So what is it about this rink? You know, I really love our student section. I love the vibe in the building, the low ceiling. It gets loud in here. I think that, yes, we are unbeaten in a while, but it's a little misleading with all the ties we have. I just think our guys are comfortable here, as you can imagine most college kids are when they're playing at home. They're just in their comfort zone, and they're happier being here.
I remember when you got hired, Chris, you had a pretty heartfelt one-on-one with your team and kind of laid out your expectations and says, this is the way it's going to be. That message seems to have sunk in, hasn't it?
I think so. You know, I think so. I mean, that's always something that you're continuing to push towards, Brian, to make sure that these kids are understanding who we want to be every day, no matter what. Now, a big difference in that is every kid that's on the team right now, every kid on the roster, made a decision to come to Bowling Green for this foundation, for this culture. So you can't really complain about it once you get here, or you can't not believe in it once you get here, because you decide to come here because of it. So I do think that that is showing its head, and a lot more kids have believed in what's going on here because that's what they said they wanted to be part of. And I do think we've had a little bit of success to where the expectations are real now. And we've been talking about the expectations for 6 years. I don't know how realistic some of that talk was 4 years ago. And every year we've kind of gotten better in terms of results, in terms of what we expect to happen, where we expect to be in the standings. So like anybody building a program or building, some type of organization, you get the right people, you set expectations and standards, and then you hold people accountable to that.
I realize that your assistant coach, Ty Agner, is from there, but what is the deal with your pipeline with Brainerd and Baxter, Minnesota kids right now?
Well, I think it's just that. You know, you get Matt Polkamp to come, and then all of a sudden you got good ties for Chris. And then you get Mitchell McLean to come because he's got good ties with Ty and with the Polkamps. And honestly, Brian, what we try to do is we know how saturated and how strong the state of Minnesota is when it comes to hockey talent and depth. And not only that, how strong it is in terms of a college hockey presence with all the great teams and great programs that are in the state. So what we've tried to do is say, listen, if you're willing to get on a plane and come and check out Bowling Green, then we're going to fight hard for you. And with the kids that we've gotten from that area, it's been really good. They're all low-maintenance kids. They come to work every day. They go to class every day. It's been a pleasure to coach them to this point, and they've been part of this thing as we hopefully continue to build it up and get better and better.
Looking at stats, and I realize stats are highly subjective, but you don't have very many guys that are a minus and plus minus. How highly regarded do you hold that plus minus stat?
Well, we hold it. I mean, the one we hold higher than that in terms of plus minus, Brian, would be like a chances for and against. Sometimes those chances don't lead to goals, but they lead to, you know, big time opportunities, which is sometimes momentum, so on and so forth. So we look at that more. Importantly, as the overall game plus minus, but the plus minus stat to us is it's an indicator that you're out there when good things are happening a lot more than you're out there when bad things are happening. I mean, it's that simple. We'll break it down, like I said, in involved and not involved chances for and against. But the stat of, you know, you being out there for a bunch more goals for our team than a bunch more goals against our team is I think there's something to be said for that. Is it the absolute most important stat we look at? Not necessarily, but it is one that we pay attention to and we evaluate off of.
As you have watched BSU and prepared for this weekend, what stands out on film?
They just keep coming to me. Their group of forwards are relentless, and I think veteran. I know the Fitzgeralds and are only sophomores, but they seem like they've been around forever for me. They're a relentless bunch, and I think that they have been in my experience. I know there's a little bit of turnover on the back end with losing a couple of those names that they lost from last year, but then I see McCormick is at the top of their scoring list from the back end. And I know they're more than capable in goal with Bitzer. I don't know the other boy who played a little bit, but I know Michael Bitzer, and I know he's a really strong goalie. So on tape, what stands out is their relentlessness. And on paper, what stands out is I know they're a good team. Their depth, I know they believe in what they're doing. And we know how difficult this weekend's going to be, and we're trying to prepare our guys for that.
Safe travels. We'll see you here this weekend, Coach.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.